Welcome. This is the 13th edition of Us Explaining Phineas Wake. And we're doing page 161 into 162, maybe get to 163. Ion, you wanted to say an introductory statement? This is about...
Yes, this particular version that we're doing today is a canonical snapshot of what's occurring right here, right now. It's interesting because back then it was a bit mundane or adversely ridiculous. But now all of a sudden it becomes a pretty interesting read. So,
are you talking about what's happening right here in this room or in the world in general?
What's the difference? What happens in the world comes in your room. So what's the difference?
I think there's a bit of a difference there.
We don't.
So this is about nothing. This is about no time.
You can't have no time. There's not any time to have no time of.
Right, so this is about nothing.
Good, there you got it. Now you're winning.
Yeah, we can't focus on, you said it's about now or something, and that doesn't have any coordinates. So what do you mean?
The problem is you don't know where now is. There is a now, that's all there is, but you don't know where it ends and begins. That's the rub or the point.
All right, let's hear from you about that.
Oh, no. We don't care. Read your shit.
So you start out telling us it's about something, and now we've decided it's not about that. You said, what's the difference?
Right.
Between then, now, and when?
We're gonna let James work it out for you, Bob.
Okay. So we're starting at, line 14 or so.
Oh my God.
First, beginning of the first, clear paragraph. Burris, let us like to imagine, is a genuine prime, the real choice, full of natural grease, the mildest of milkstuffs, yet unbeaten as a regicide. This all happened at Roxy. And of course, absolutely unadulterous, whereat, and of course, absolutely unadulterous, whereat, Cassius is a...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you fixed it. We were going to correct you, but you fixed it. Good for you.
Right. Whereat Cassius is adversely the revise of him, and in fact not an ideal choose by any meals, though the betterment of the two is meltingly addicted to the more casual side of the arrivalist case. And let me say it at once, as zealous over him as is passably he. The same home in history sinks in high dens, which we used to be reading for a pre-purgatory hot shot. No, that's the question. The same home in history sinks in high dens, which we used to be reading for a pre-purgatory hot shot, till Duddy shut the shopper up and poor Moody, brought us our poor suppy.
Muddy brought suppy.
Poor Muddy brought us our poor suppy. How? Hey, who? No, backwards. Hey, who? Hey, how? In Acetius and Oleosus and Celius Volatilis and Petrus Papicus. Our old party quite united round the slat bowl at Commons. Farrar Salamos himself and that sprog of a Petersil and a sprig of thyme and a dozen of the Murphy buds and a score more of the hot young Capels and Latusha in her greensleeves. And you too, and me three, twins and bibs, but handsome eights, like Shakespeare and eggs. But there's many a split pretext bowl and jowl, and snob screwing that cork shot, to understand this as well as you can, feeling how backward you are in your own, down to the ground benches. Let's see, but there's many, I have completed the following arrangement for the course use of stools, and if I don't make away with you, I'm beyond Caesar Outnulus. Now, is that enough? Do you want to comment, talking about food?
it's not talking about food.
What's it talking about?
Talking about the condition, how you make life. Like Shakespeare and eggs.
Yeah. How you make, you're a little faint. Maybe you could get closer to your mic.
That's because we can't make the goddamn thing work we're supposed to. Because of some cancel culture shit.
What, they're making your mic? Cancel culture's screwing up with your mic?
Oh, we got a do dodger. Hold on. Try that. Nope. Yep. Nope. God damn it. Hold on.
So, Roxy, did that make any sense?
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to unmute everybody. Just a second now. We'll bring them all in.
That's better. That's better. Okay, we can hear you now. Like the snob screwing that cork.
Yeah.
Shot. See?
All participants are now unmuted.
Two.
Yeah.
What are we trying to get to? Shot?
No. I'm beyond. These are out, no used.
I'm starting with Bob and Ion's original premise that this is about nothing.
No, you're wrong, Bert. There's a lot going on in here.
Oh, you're saying it's both and?
No.
Well,
I just realized it's both and.
Bob's saying you're not qualified to make such a high-minded position.
I always thought it was about nothing, but just because Bert said it was about nothing, I switched. For the first time, Vinny's wake is about something.
Switcher, you switch gear.
I switch gear because of you.
Yeah.
You take over the old position. You prove it's about nothing.
It's about the fold.
The fold? F-O-L-D?
Yeah.
Of what? That means something you were looking into 4 hours ago, right?
No, I'm looking at it right now.
What's the fold?
The fold is when you make a book, you make sense.
Yeah, you're making a book. I know you're binding all this. See, look, he's going to talk to himself.
No, if you get confused about which pages go where when you're making a signature and coming into this with the confusion about where to make the fold, because on one side of the signature, the numbers of the pages go up, and on the other side of the signature, they go down. So you fit the folds inside one another, and if that's an analogy of time, then it's the way that he wrote the book. It's a way, he's following the logic of creating a book, of actually making a book, not of writing a bunch of pages. So it's not like a scroll where one page follows another page in a logical sequence and stuff like that. That's scrolling. What he's doing is making folds and then fitting the folds inside one another. Does that make sense?
No.
Probably
you're
not.
Making a book. You're projecting what you're doing this week into what you're reading.
No, I'm not projecting it. It's what he's doing. Also, it's a signature. It's like the middle of the book. We've already talked about this. The middle of the book opens like an aperture. So from the middle of the book, you go towards the beginning, and you can also move towards the end, and they move simultaneously. So that is the logic. That is the logic of making a book as opposed to unrolling a scroll. Ask Ion if I'm right.
Okay, where's Ion? Is this you, Ion? Somebody was making noise in the area.
Just muted. We weren't making noise, we were moaning.
We weren't making noises. We were moaning.
Yes, that's how you paginate if you're going to print a book.
Yes,
you're right. I mean, you've got a PhD in it, goddammit. You listen.
And he's following that logic as he's writing it. Because he's moving backwards and forwards at the same time in his thought processes.
Okay, good. No. Okay, next page, 162. Let's move on.
So, Scott, there's many media in this thing. That's one subplot.
Can't
the book
need
a book.
You can,
well, no.
You've got to fight for 4 days.
Goddamn right. We don't have time to listen to this fucking goddamn day. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna say, praise you, Scott. Good. You're right. 100%. Okay, now, carry on, goddamn it, before we go home.
Okay,
it's also like
Wade. Scott, you read the next page. Read 162. Study at the older sisters. That's where we're at.
The older sisters, tyrants, regicide is too good for you. Become unbearable from age.
Right.
Parentheses, the compositor of the Forest of Destiny, however, makes a thumb-pleading mistake by letting off this pleno-farte effect as his first act. As that is where the juke
comes in. That's where the juke comes in. That's exactly right. Scott, we drug you into this book that's being paginated. So good news there. Good news. Bob lured you in. So let's go. Okay. The pinafart. It's the pinafart effect. First act, where the juke comes in. Now continue from there. Having been
sort of nine-knived and truly removed, this soldier, author, Batman, for all his commentaryism, is just another of those soft, sleazed bubbles who never quite got the Sandhurst out of his eyes so that the campaign, or champagne, he draws for us is as flat as a plankrieg. The 23rd...
See how it goes? You're so busy being right that it makes the champagne flat. That nobody gets it. Good to be right, but it's flat. No bubbles. Gotta have bubbles. Tiny bubbles. It's how Lawrence got rich. With the tiny bubbles. Yeah. And the one, and the two, and the three.
The 23rd types are billed to make their reappearance as the new knock and knife knickknacks on the deserted
Champs-Élysées.
Parentheses, a most he never ended the previous. Oh yeah, he did. It's after.
Rocky couldn't ignore the French. He likes to say French.
On to lunch.
Yep.
Okay, this is a most cursory reading into the Persic Urolines hostery. Shows us how Fonumagula picked up that proper Newman out of a collection of prefixes.
Now wait. That's how a goddamn book is printed. You start in the middle and you go one side and you go down. You go the other side and you go up. You have the last page and the first page fold on the same goddamn page. Now, he told you, and you're right. And so does the writer of the book doing this work that is the work that is the work is explaining what work is in the work on the page first on 162.
Yeah. I agree.
Go ahead.
Where was it?
No,
Proper numbered out of the collusion of...
go.
Go to the printing, can assure, you can be assured, you can assure the Kukusian offspring of this Kukusian offspring of this son of a cuck is
there. You go, there you get down, 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 the bad, bad son of a cuck. Yeah.
Buckle, right? Is there a Satan or Satan spelled weirdly? Yes, there's a tub in the Tobolsk, Ostiak de la Vogue Marina.
Marina.
Marina. But then I deny the fact of wanting to West Point. I could paint you to that butter, cheese it, if you had some rush. Mord vie live. Only none onsens. Why the case is as inessive and impossive as he's on hands. The interlocutive is comprovocative. Just as every hazy hates to having a has-been in her nose. Cassius, which supposedly means cheese, Cassius may bethink himself at thought of a...
You hold your commentary to yourself. You hold your commentary to yourself.
Okay, sorry. Cassius may bethink himself at thought of a cavalier, but Burris has the neatly rounded head that goes best with thought-thinking, defensive fidelism. No, fidelism.
Right. Fidelism. Okay, now hold on. Now what this is laying out, this is sort of what's happening. Everybody's arguing about arguing. And you look at the world today, and they're deciding what's right, what's up, what's down, what's okay, what's not. And here's my money, and bitch better have my money, and I want some more money. I want all the money. I don't want any money. If I have all the money, if everybody has all the money, then everybody's still poor, just at a better standard of living. See? And that redistribution of wealth basically nullifies wealth. And that's what's being laid out here. With the details of fighting over how far the butter spreads, you see, is the metaphor that you're trying to engage of how much more, how much less, how much is it? So basically, the only way you have rich is that if one person has more than someone else.
Is that
everybody has the same? If everybody had the same amount, then everybody's equally poor.
But isn't the issue whether or not you can get what you desire or get what you want?
That's not, whoa. That's what you have now. Are you in heaven?
Yeah.
See? You want to be poor and sick and wounded and lonely and left out and... Have somebody steal your tent and your knives and your shit. Damn Jeff, goddamn him. You see, you have something that's what you have. That's all you have is what you created right here, right now. Otherwise you wouldn't have it. How did it become? Did it befall you? Was it creation by default? That's what this is laying the case for, of how you can have your impossive and excessive and your keysum hands. That's what happens. Okay, carry on.
He has the lack of wisdom under every dint in his laughter while the other follows Oni Vesi Milky in deed my mind. Laughing over the limits and weeping off the onion, like an onion. Sorry, he hisseth the hay hog. He listeth the rug. Poo hoo. And each night, sin misses man, he winks. He had the simogen. It was aptly and incorrigibly stated, and it is royally needless for one exunge Leonum to say by whom that his seeing craft was that clarity as were the hobo of Kutrasburg to be avalanched over him pitch batch he could still make out with his ostrich the green mote in Ireland's eye.
Now this is what happens. This is what happens when somebody starts to make money, or they start to get ahead, or they become something. They take with clarity, and then they are, and all of a sudden they're pious and lifted up, and their words mean more than other people's words. You know, like Pious Bob, Bob Pope Pius the First.
Right. So like Bill Gates.
Well, he's lost his flavor now because everybody's saying, well, you're not giving me any money. Who the fuck are you? Why am I listening to you? You everything you do, you're doing selfishly for yourself. So fuck you, I ain't listening to you. Don't do whatever you rich people do. We're not studying you. Matter of fact, give us all your goddamn money and then we'll be able to talk like you. Basically is what they're trying to say. But we know that this could not be the truth from here.
Well, are you saying that if I really wanted Bill Gates' money, I could get it?
Sure. Sure, he'd give it to you. It'd be all right. You don't know. He ain't using it. If he was using it, he wouldn't have it. Right? If he spent all his money, he'd have a big time, but he wouldn't have his money. He'd be spent. All right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the point.
Let me say you the full trough of Burris when he wore a Yonker. Here it is, the charming two in 6x7s. A cleanly line. By the gods, a king off duty and a jaw forever. And what a cheery, ripe outlook. Good help me. Deus vidius. If I were to speak, my oho mouthful to Arinum about it, you should call me the Ormuz element, or element. Element, I think. In your midst of foam. Eat ye up, heat ye up, sings the summon in the psalm. Summon in the sum, in the psalm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the song?
Yeah.
Okay. Bertium et mor comedet ut siat reprobare marum et illegere bonum. If this, of course, also explains why we were taught to play in the childhood. Der Hansen ist ein Butterbrot, mein Butterbrot, und Kibi ist dein Stinkenkot. Ja, ja, ja.
Yay, slow. That's a good place to stop. That's a good place to stop right there.
Yeah, slow, but very good, Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so that basically is telling you what's going on right here, right now, as we said.
right here, right now.
Right here, right now. And next week we're going to work on page 82. We're going to try to see if we can
back to page 82. But right here, right now. You mean people are eating and sleeping? Everywhere?
No, they're not. They're bitching about something. They're bitching about what they're not eating.
What? Bookbinding. It's bookbinding.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's speaking with high tongues like you know something. So, okay. I'll give it to you.
Okay, I'm going to open up the place for some people to speak. We can go back over. We've got the range of what we're doing. So let's bring in Robin. See if Robin has something to say. Being the smartest person here. Robin, what do you make of this?
Excuse me? What did you say?
Never mind.
Just
relax, for God's sake. Relax. Can't even take an insult. Can't even take an insult.
Yes, I can. Go right ahead. Lay it on me. Sick.
Come on. What do you make of what we read?
I don't.
You didn't make anything of it?
Nope.
And there you have it. People, the smartest person is not going to have anything of it. Too smart.
Well, but we know how to put together a book now. That's good. We didn't know that before. And we didn't know how to splatter the butter. And we didn't know how to get everybody else's money. And if we had everybody else's money, we'd be equally poor together. So, okay. So now we got to run around and shoot each other in the face we're going to go sit on the levee and wait on the Robert E. Lee.
And Bill Gates ain't used his money or he wouldn't have had any. He's not spending it.
Right.
Okay, let's get in some intelligence down south. Now, Susanna, come on, Susanna, you have something to say about something that you heard or read?
This is my first time listening to one of these.
Yeah, you're my fault. Fix your mic.
Oh, gosh.
Stop talking into your pillow.
Take the cotton balls out of your mouth.
Okay. Yeah, Susanna's there committing suicide. You got a pillow over her face, and we just interrupted her just in time.
You just saved me. You just saved me.
Yeah, it is your first time in the wake.
Yeah, first time hearing one of these, yeah. Interesting.
So if you were to speak your oh-ho mouthful, to Uranus, then you should call me here, the Oarsman Ailment, and that you're now in your midst of fame. That's where you are now, in the midst of fame.
Speaking out of my ass, you're saying?
The whole of
it.
Yeah.
It's quoting lines.
I can't contribute. I mean, I understood parts of it, but it did flow. I felt like I understood words, that what they meant, but I can't tell you. I can't interpret it for you.
We wanted to see what it makes you feel like. Was it uplifting? Do you feel better now knowing that you've been thoroughly told how to print a book?
Well, that wasn't what it was about, was it?
We don't know. It could have been. It could have been. We don't know. But all we know, here's the thing about it. We got it in the middle when you open the aperture of the book. On the left-hand side, now that's the way good Hebrew is written, left to right. The pages from there, from whatever number that is, ever how big the book is, halfway through, numbers get smaller. And then to the right, check this out. We don't know if the center section is the same page or if it's the odd number that makes the odd number forward to the right side. Because it should be an even number from one to the middle of the book. And the lesser had, we don't know that for sure. It could be. Yeah, no, we don't. We'll have a dead page if it's not even the odds from the middle. It's got to work that way. But you got to figure that out. Because, see, if you don't know how many pages you got in the book, you'll never know what the middle number is supposed to be.
Fascinating.
So, from there to the right side, the numbers get bigger. And it should start with an odd number. Should. If you did it right. If, and then, oh, fuck, what if there's a preface?
If there's a preface, then that this whole thing is fucked. It doesn't work.
I can tell.
What if it has an epilogue? We have an epilogue. We have an epilogue. This doesn't work. There's something very stodgy going on here in this book business. Because if you have a prelogue and an epilogue, but they're not even numbered. They're I-V-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I-V-I- prelogue or the epilogue. Oh, okay. Now, what if it's stinted for a bibliography? Where does the bibliography go? What page is the bibliography on? And how do you account for that? See, this is just very confusing, that Phil. It's very confusing.
I guess
you can't know.
The whole Gutenberg thing messed us up totally, and it continues to, apparently.
Oh. So is that how it made you feel, darling?
Well, that part, yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Thank you for your input.
Wonderful input there, Susanna. Let's go up the roll here. Let's see who's next. Bert. Bert, would you like to say something? You were wrong the last time you spoke. Let's see how you do this time.
I was contradicted the last time I spoke.
Yep. Unfortunately, you were.
Well, I translated the phrases on Google Translate, Buttrim et mel commendet ut sciat. That first phrase on top of page 163 translates, butter and honey learns to reject evil and choose good. And then there's a phrase right after that that starts, Der Hainsley ist ein Butterbrot. And that translates to, the Hainsley is a sandwich, my sandwich, and Kobe eat your ham poop.
That clears up.
Does that help us? Does that help that us figure out how to do the pagination of the book?
Yeah. I think it did.
Good.
Did me.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think much to you.
You start at the middle and work out?
Yeah, that's not good orgasms. You got to rub them out.
Well, I honestly couldn't relate, except for the word feudism, sort of looking like it could be feudalism, translated to feudalism.
Fideism.
Mm-hmm.
Fideism.
Fideism.
And, Ian said defensive feudalism, that if you spread the money to everybody, then everybody's poor.
Correct.
So is that feudalism that James Joyce was forecasting or precasting?
That's not, but redistribution of wealth is not feudalism.
No.
So why would you say that?
Well, when you use the word feudalism, around that same statement, you said something about if you spread the money to everybody, then everybody's poor. So feudalism is
not feudalism. Feudalism brings it back around. Feudalism brings it back and says, okay, what are we doing? Okay. Somebody's in charge, and then once you're in charge, then the caste system kicks in, and then the little worker bees do what the big mama bee says to you to do, and that's what they do.
Ta-da!
Right. Yeah, I think you
that's
know
why. Bert, that's why the queen bee is fatter than the worker bee. Because she lays up the keeps on it.
So feudalism, as opposed to, what's the other? Socialism.
Yeah, one eats at Chick-fil-A and the other one eats healthy food.
Butterbread.
It's fibrism. So it's fidelity.
Yeah,
Fideism. It's fidelity.
Yeah.
It's fidelity.
High fidelity.
It's modernism. Feudalism versus modernism. Don't hear that mentioned, that pairing very often.
Feudalism versus modernism.
Oh my God. Mattress Mack has bet $1 million on Houston.
Mattress Mack. What's that?
He's a mattress, isn't he a mattress retailer in the Houston area?
And what'd he do?
He does furniture. He bet $1 million on Houston. He's a big gambler.
Probably is a reliance on faith alone rather than scientific reasoning or philosophy in question of religion.
What is he doing? We're talking about Mattress Mack. What are you doing?
The doctrine that faith is the basis of knowledge.
Like if you buy a mattress, he'll say he bets on Houston's sake. So if that happens and Houston wins, everybody who bought a mattress gets their money back if they win. And if you lose, then you pay for your mattress and it sticks. So you're taking a chance that you're going to win your mattress for free. But I don't know if you've been fucking on the mattress a whole lot. I don't know if they would want the mattress back. I'm not sure that they would want the unfucked or the fucked up mattress back. But it don't make any difference. So it seems to work out because so far he's been able to cover his hedged bets. Just like James Joyce in the Finneganese style of living.
The mattress guys and the pillow guys are taking center stage.
They've replaced butter and cheese.
That's what people are doing. They replace butter and cheese heads and assholes and flatulence. Mm-hmm. That's all people are doing, just laid up fucking. That's all they're doing.
Mattresses and pillows. It's coitus is taking center stage.
The best I sleep in the whole wide world is at mypillow.com.
Now, Bob's going to have to get proceeds.
No, I don't need anything.
Bob doesn't press seeds. He just rubs them out like everybody else. You should know that very well. He says anybody's bedroom activity is their own business. You're not Bill.
Bert's bedroom activity is his own business, or at least Roxanna's business. Mm-hmm. Not if you're here. So, go ahead, Bert. What do you have to say about all this? Great collage by Ion.
I recognize some German in the part that was spoken. Der Handel ist ein Butterbrot, mein Butterbrot. Ein Kübel ist dein Schinkenkot. Ja, ja, ja.
Schinkenkot.
I'm quite enjoying Ion's take tonight on this phenomenon. I'm thinking the boys over at the Reading City Sway Group, they're going to love this session.
Our explanation of the video is like you see the words on the text. It's like, what are they talking about?
Did it take James Joyce long to write, to create the text for page 162?
Yes, he's
still
working
on it. He's still working on it.
Yeah.
We can't get the pagination to work out right. We don't know. We add a page, take a page away. So now we have to aperturely open the thing again. And now the pages, all of a sudden, we're going to the left, and the numbers are getting bigger. No. That can't work. You can't do it that way. You can't have an other side next number of pages. You can't do that. So we don't really know. Do you count the dust jacket? Does that count, the dust cover, Bob?
No, that's Scott. He's the one doing it.
Well, you're doing it.
The dust cover is part of the
Scott, aren't you?
It is part of the covering, which is different from the, when you make the book back, it's called forwarding.
So, That, so it would be included in the binding, but not part of the count.
Yeah, well, you bind the signatures into a book block by setting them.
You do it stapled or sewn?
Well, you can staple, but they're better sewn.
Okay. So do you have anything else to add about Mattress Mac? Because that's what we were talking about.
Mattress Mac.
Yeah.
Is that like Jennifer Mac?
No, you should look up Mattress Mac. He sells more furniture than anybody in Houston. He even sells to colored people.
Yeah, every time there's been a storm or something here, it's, that I recall, he sort of opens up his stores or whatever to,
He lets people come and live in the furniture store. They put their feet out, and they fuck on the beds, and they get chili from my chili, and they drank all the Kool-Aid out of the fountain. He's got a water cooler that pumps Perrier. It's pretty amazing.
So Mattress Mac has a, they have a documentary on him on Vice.
Yeah. So would that be Houston Vice as opposed to Miami Vice?
Well, that channel Vice.
Jim McIndale.
Yeah, that's him. Jim McIndale. He's good people. He lets people come and fuck in his store for free. If you ain't got nobody to fuck, you can go there and find somebody to fuck during the storm. It's pretty cool.
Does he like Trump, Mattress Mac?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Are you kidding? Hell yeah.
Okay, I want to do a demonstration after Scott's Pilates, syllable by syllable, struggle up the mountain. I want to read this as fast as possible. See if I can do it. This is take the older sisters. The older sisters, tyrants, vegetarians, too good for you. Become unbearable for maids, the compositor of the forest of dusty, however, makes a stumble drum mistake, but any office peter perfect. And his first act is that is where the duke comes in. Having been sort of nine-nine and truly removed, this soldier out of heaven for all his commentaries, it was just another of those stops those bubbles. How am I doing? Pretty good, eh? They never quite got the sunburst out of his eyes, so the champagne he draws for us is the flop of the pancreas. The twin for your tights are built to make the reappearance. There's a new neck and nice neck knots on the dessert chantaboutique. A most cursory reading of the Persian Israeli philosophy shows us how to form the number you have picked up that proper number as close to the previous through the preliminary presentation of the government. I went beyond human. Human, give me a chance.
You went to ion speed.
Okay, come on.
What is you doing, Bob? What is you doing?
Okay. They're telling you
anywhere.
If I go fast enough, you'll start to see the patterns. Okay, chantaboutique, we went off the rails right there. I was cursory reading in the perusing really talks me shows how Funyamakal have picked up the proper new of a collective prefix, though the permeating canister, the cuckoos, the offspring of the son of a cuck is a satin, is just top and tumble it. Ask the egg of the marina. But that I deny the fact that one at the West Point I could paint you to that butter cheeses if you had to watch, might be alive. Owe me none the nonsense. Why are the cases as inaccessible and impossible as kids' hands? Taking a break.
They're
in here. How's that?
You're
how's
talking backwards. You're just talking backwards.
I'm mutating past the speed of thought. The interlocative is a confirmative, just as every hazy hates having a haze bay in their nose. Cassius made me think himself a thought of a cavalier, but Burris has a richly rounded head that goes best with something in defense of fideism. He has a lack of wisdom on every dent in his laughter, while the other follows omnivisibly milky and being my laughing over linnets and whipping off the inum. He isn't the hayhog, he isn't the lug, woo-hoo! And each night, Sim, Mrs. Man, who winks, he adds a simogen. It was happily crudely stated, and it's royally needless for one exile near Leonum to say by whom, that this scene scrabbles like clarity is where the whole bearer of food transport, the overlance over in Pitchpatch, he could still make over the ice fist, the Green Mountain Island's eye. Let me tell you the full truth of the blues when he wore a Junker. Here it is in Charming 2, 6 by 7. A clean line by the gods, a king off duty in a job forever. What a cheery, upright boy and God, happy dudes and dudes.
What are you doing, Bob?
Let me finish the paragraph. If I were to speak my whole Baltimore variant name about it, you should call the horse Moe's the element, bitch. Heat, yeah. Sing the song with inside. Put it in my belly. See it. Reverend blood in the lid. Bonum. This, of course, also explains why we were taught to play the childhood. Dear Hensley, is this butterbutt, my butterbutt, a gooby, and they're a shitting cop. Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed. Anybody follow me?
That
was pretty good.
That is that. I was good touching it.
That's the standard you need to aspire to, Scott. Give you a couple of months, work your way up, you'll be able to do that.
Good.
What? Yeah. I'm surprised. I haven't looked at this page in years. I mean, I've been through the wake a few times, but it looks like I've slept it. It's easy for me to read now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because can you figure out the pagination? That's the question.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I'm not a...
What I meant about that is that if you take
oh God!
Before the pages are folded into
it, please don't explain it to us again. We believed you the ninth time you told us. This ain't the first time either. But we believe you. You are right. You are right. You are right. 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 As far as right could be, you're more right than that. Right is right. Yep. Good.